You're welcome back to Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. That was The Bells of New York City, sung by Josh Groban, and one of these days I'm going to get to hear them in real life and in real time. Now, the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity will be marked in churches in Ireland and Britain from the 18th to the 25th of January. And to tell me all about it, I have Bob Fife on the phone. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very good.
Good.
Thanks for joining me this morning.
It's a pleasure.
That's good. Now, before we find out about the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, tell me about your organisation, your own role with, and a little bit about the churches together in Britain and Ireland.
Sure. It's my pleasure to do that. My job is being General Secretary of Churches Together in Britain and Ireland. And about 21 years ago, there was an arrangement made whereby the then British Council of Churches closed down, and after a process called the inter-church process, the churches met, most of the churches across the whole of Britain and Ireland joined together in a new project, and we all agreed to work together in a new way. And the big difference in all of that, of course, was that the Catholic Church, particularly in England, Wales and Scotland, came in. The Catholic Church in Ireland was slightly different, but I can say a bit more about that. But what's essential in all of that is that all the churches across Britain and Ireland joined together and promised to move from cooperation to commitment, and to do together whatever they could, and separately only the things that they had to do. So it was a really big thing, and that was all taken care of in a thing called the Swanwick Declaration, and it was Cardinal Hume and Archbishop Runcie and some other church leaders way back 21 years ago who had the vision to bring this whole concept alive.
And that vision has held, the organisation has held, and I know one of the big things that you do every year is the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Our whole reason for being together is to seek the unity for which Christ prayed. And one of the other modern church leaders who I think put it very well was Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who I'm sure all of your listeners will know who I mean.
Absolutely.
And he said that a broken and divided church was not strong enough to overcome apartheid. It was only when we worked together that we're able to overcome the great issues of our time. So that nowadays, you know, we work together across a whole range of issues, whether it's the environment or migration or some of the big social issues, you know, that it's when the churches are actually seen not only to be praying together, but acting together, you know, that their witness is most strong, you know, and we're
definitely
able to say, yeah, this is something that we're not doing separately as different denominations, but we're actually working together on these big issues.
And I think then maybe it's a case that the issues that we're working on tend to maybe come centre stage faster when we work together.
Absolutely. I think, you know, that people recognise that it's not you and your small corner and me and mine. You know, that the issues, you know, global warming, the environment, you know, that's not something that any one church can do on its own. That's something that we've got to work together to really cooperate, not just with churches, but, you know, across the whole social spectrum, you know, to be able to do things together. Migration is another example, you know, that's not something that one church can do on its own. It's only when we stand shoulder to shoulder and we're sharing in joint projects and so on that the rest of the world thinks, yeah, you know, we want to listen to this, we can share in this and join in it.
Now, I mentioned the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. Who puts all the wonderful resources together and who decides on the theme each year?
Well, just to say a little bit about the history of the Week of Prayer. You know, the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity began in 1908, and that was called the Octave of Christian Unity. And still today, that is observed between the 18th of January and the 25th of January. And every year, on the 25th of January, the Pope goes to the St. Peter outside the wall, a big church in Rome, and celebrates in an ecumenical service, celebrates the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. Now, over the last 100 years or so, that has taken on additional significance because it wasn't just something that the Catholic Church did. It's something that all of the churches across the whole world do together. although some churches in some countries use the time at Pentecost to celebrate Christian unity. What we do today is that, you know, maybe 18 months in advance of each year, a country will be chosen to produce the kind of, you know, the central resource.
Yeah.
And a group from the World Council of Churches and from the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity in the Vatican come together in that country and work with that local context to produce a theme. And this year's theme, We Will All Be Changed, has been in fact produced by the by Christians in Poland.
Lovely. Lovely. And now, although this is a much bigger initiative than a single parish or elsewhere, I assume the idea is to work on this locally, so that you, while the theme and all of the resources are prepared centrally, the idea is that churches all over the world churches, you know, in Ireland, England, etc.,
sure,
will, you know, focus on this and have their own localized celebrations.
That's right. You know, clearly something that's produced very centrally, you know, won't be appropriate for what's local. So what we do is that we get a small writers group that's made up of representatives of the churches from across the four nations, come together, you know, in February each year and write the next year's materials. So although the central theme and some of the resources have been produced from the church in Poland, these are worked through and produced in a way that can be made accessible for local parishes. And what we do then is those materials can either be produced, you know, in a hard copy, or they're available as a free download from the Churches Together website.
What is that website address? Do you want to give it out there now? Just to,
sure. If any of your listeners want to go to www.ctbi.org.uk, then you'll just click on the large sign there, the large logo that says "We Will All Be Changed," and you can be taken straight through to the resources. Now, the great thing about that is that because you're able to download them, you can use as much or as little as you want. For churches that just want to use the bits of the liturgy, then they can be included. You can personalize it. You can put your own, your own material in there. But there's, for congregations that would be interested, you know, there's even, you know, PowerPoint presentations, you know, with hymns and all kinds of things. But simply visiting the website, at Churches Together in Britain and Ireland, you know, you'll be taken straight through to all the resources there.
Yeah, and whatever people decide to do, how much or how little they decide to use of them, the beauty of it is that it's from, we're all coming from a common theme and a common...
Absolutely, it's a common theme.
Yeah.
And a number of the prayers, you know, would be held in common. Mm-hmm. But it's being able to tailor it for the local parish and the local congregation. Knowing that you're going to be saying some of the prayers that are being said, you know, across the whole world together.
Yeah, it's
a
lovely
idea. And there's
something
very powerful about
it.
It
is very, very powerful. I've started to see a lot of the local diocesan parishes putting up their information, and because there's a lot of events that take place. You know, there's a big opening event that takes place in Dublin, and I've seen some material gone up on some of the local parishes and websites. So as well as the ctbi.org.uk website, there is a lot of material on local websites as well. Bob, why is it important to celebrate a week of prayer for Christian unity?
It's important because the witness is so powerful. Not only is it what our Lord prayed for, that we should all be one, it's important that our witness is strong. I mean, our Lord prayed that we should be one so that the world might believe. It's not so that we can do it just for our own sakes, but it's so that the world can believe. And it's a very powerful witness when we stand shoulder to shoulder, when we're kneeling, praying, you know, with our brothers and sisters in Christ, that people begin to think, yeah, I mean, there's so many divisions, you know, today, that, you know, to have Christians joining together in unity is something that's really important. And I would say, you know, that when you think about you know, the economic situation. And I know that's having a massive, massive effect, you know, in Ireland, as it is across, you know, the whole of Europe and indeed many parts of the world. It's the call for people to work together and to be, you know, uniting in terms of the different approaches. Now, that may be true of economics, but is also true of the way in which Christians join together in saying our prayers together for the unity of the church, but the unity of the whole world, you know, that we come together and we share together. And that's a very powerful thing to do at a time when maybe a lot of people feel that we're all beginning to do our own thing, and it's a good news story. One of the things that I love about the kind of program that you're doing, Brenda, is that, you know, the emphasis is on the positive. It's not, well, there are lots of bad news stories out there, mm-hmm. But this is a good news story. It's saying, yeah, people want to come together, they want to pray together, they want to act together, and here's, you know, one means of helping them to do that.
I think it's also a story that is undertold as well, because I think people have people's experience of church is essentially local, and that's why the emphasis always on making the centralised materials available locally and allowing people to work with them locally gives them a sense that, look, there is this great gesture happening that has a history, you know, back as far as 1908, that, yep, you know, has a new sort of vision back 21 years ago. And I think, yep, that's why it's great to have an organisation like the Churches Together in Britain and Ireland to, you know, to allow, I suppose, to break down all of that for us and to show us that there is great, positive, good news stuff happening out there.
That's right. You know, and remember, you know, that Churches Together in Britain and Ireland also has its partner organisation in the Irish Interchurch Meeting, which brings together the Irish Council of Churches and the Catholic Church in Ireland, you know, so that's another very important organisation or set of organisations to be aware of. And again, you know, a look on the website at the Irish Interchurch Meeting or the Irish Council of Churches will show you the work that's going on across Ireland, not just across the Four Nations, but going on specifically in Ireland. Some tremendous work, for example, going on around the church's response to migrants, or the work that they're doing, you know, in terms of working with travelling people. You know, there are all kinds of things going on day in and day out that the churches are doing together. But this is one particular, event, you know, when we try to pool our resources together to say this is something that we're doing across not just Ireland, not just, you know, Ireland and the UK, but across Europe and across, you know, lots of parts of the world.
Yeah. Bob, I didn't get to ask you about your Irish wife or anything, so you'll have to come back on and talk to us another time, because I'm after
I'd
running out of time.
I'd love to come back and just talk a bit more about it. In fact, you know,
sure,
sometime I'll come into the studio. And
that
we
would
can,
be great.
You know, we can have a much longer chat. That
absolutely
would be brilliant.
We might even have
that
to do a series with you or something.
Yeah,
but
that would be great.
We have to leave it there for this morning. Thanks a million for joining me, and wish you continued success with the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity and all that you do.
Thanks for having me on the programme.
Thank you very much. That was Bob Fife from Churches Together in Britain and Ireland, and we'll add a link to the resources for the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity on our Facebook page after the show. It's time for some more music, and this is Celebration Dance from John Michael Talbot.